Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. Hey, every teacher needs to have a subfolder. What's that? You think you might? Well, you need to do it now. That's what I'm talking about today. The subfolder and my 7 items that should be in every teacher's subfolder. Thanks for listening.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
When I first arrived in Georgia, I did not get a teaching position right away. Instead, I became a substitute teacher. And with becoming a substitute teacher, I had the hopes that teachers and administrators would get to know me. Now, my experience as a sub taught me 3 universal truths about substitute teaching. Number 1, all kids will be present. Makes sense, right? Teacher's out, so everybody's going to be there. Number 2, no work or very little work will be left. No matter what, they will complete whatever work is there in 5 or 6 minutes. It will never take the whole class period, like the teacher says. And number 3, there will be no instructions or help folder available.
Ah!
Yep, those 3 universal truths. All kids will be present. Number 1. Number 2, no work or very little work will be left. And number 3, there will be no instructions or help folder available. When this was the case, I learned to always be ready, to always come prepared, to always be creative, and to always go for funny. I learned that it is better to become the teller of stories rather than to just tell them that you expect them to stay seated and be quiet. To be more specific, I learned that a small lizard on my shoulder could mesmerize 7th graders, whereas tales of teenagers and their behaviors would keep any high schooler wanting to know more. In short, I learned to survive. I'll never forget my first sub job, because my very first one, there was a note that said, basically it said, here's their work. When they're finished, don't let them touch the machines, and good luck. He signed it. Good luck. Thanks, man. Don't mistreat your subs. You need to have a folder with everything in it. You need to take preparing for that day when you need to be out seriously. So, do you have a subfolder? You do know what I'm talking about, right? You know, that special place in your classroom where you keep information for the adult who will take your place when you are out. The information that lets the replacement you know who the kids are, where they sit, any special instructions, and what they are supposed to do. The subfolder is that place where you keep information for the substitute teacher who will take your place when you just have to be out. By the way, answering with the top of your desk is not a good reply either. You don't want the substitute to have to search and find. You want the information to always be in the same place. In a place that is easy to find and is clearly marked. You know, one of my favorite television shows from the 60s was Batman. Love it. Everyone talks about its campiness. You know, from the sound effects and big, bold words and drawings of stars. Bam! Powie! Zam! Zabow! Poof! Poof! Huh! To the dialogue, to the use of labels, you know, the bat phone and Bat Shark and Bat Computer and the Bat Phone, so forth and so on. Well, you know, it's okay to go there with this. Label it big and bold. Maybe even call it the Sub Cave. Da-da-da! Da-da-da-da-da-da! Okay? You know, if the substitute comes into your class, they need to be able to see it. They need to know where it is. So, be like Batman and label everything. Nice, big, bold letters. So, do you have a subfolder? Hello? I think that gap or small pause is the wrong answer. If you took a deep breath, sighed, looked around, and then responded, I'm not believing you. Be truthful now. Do you really have a subfolder, or are you just lying to yourself? Jeff Foxworthy, the comedian, in one of his hilarious routines asks, why do dentists make us lie to them? They ask us if we have been flossing when they can see the truth. Love it. So can you see the truth? Really? If you still have to respond in a way in which it may mean that you might one day have had a subfolder, but you're not sure now, then come on, you know what the real answer is. It is no, I do not have a subfolder. If the answer is yes, then I must ask, is it current? And has it been updated recently? Could someone walk into your class any time of the day and find your subfolder? Now, if the answer is no, then I must say, go make one right now and create a special place in your classroom for it. Mark it big and mark it bold. Be proud of your subfolder. You know that soon you will be out. You're going to be absent. Who knows when it might be necessary, whether because you have to stay home to be with family, or you get sick, or last night at the movies you broke a tooth on that favorite piece of movie candy you just had to have. There's going to be a time when you're going to need to be out, and you're going to need a substitute. You know, when that day comes, are you prepared? Is your subfolder clearly in place and up to date? Is your routine with this folder such that the kids would be able to tell the substitute where to look? It's awesome when you go into classes like that. Mr. Mulatto, it's over there on the top. I'm assuming that you're here to be our substitute today. Yes. And just look on the top corner of that desk right there. You see the large pink box. That's where you'll find all the stuff. Cool. Make sure that you don't abuse your substitutes. Having served as a sub, I can tell you that it is the most frustrating thing to come to school and there are no plans in the mailbox. You search. You search the desk, the room, and the chair, and all that you find is yesterday's lunch or some lost artifact of a previous meal. So now you say to yourself, self, I got this. What we need is to know what goes into the folder or basket, and I will make a special place for it. Additionally, it will be clearly marked and visible from wherever in the room. So here are my 7 key items for every subfolder. Number 1, seating chart. Number 2, bell schedule. Number 3, emergency procedures. Number 4, how to take attendance. Number 5, how to operate equipment. Number 6, special notes. And number 7, work assignments. And update these regularly. Some of this is self-explanatory, but let's talk our way through it anyway. So, if my number 1 item that you need to have in your subfolder is a seating chart, this seating chart tells the substitute who sits where, and it helps the subteacher learn the kids' names. It also makes taking attendance 100 times easier. You know, it's funny because I have this story from high school where our teacher had to be out for a bunch of days. And she was awesome. I loved this class. It was a senior English class, and she was amazing. But when she was out, one of the mice decided to play. And what he did was he told the substitute that his name was Wolfgang Schmidt. Now, this is a long time ago, and I'll never forget this. And the name is not made up. That's exactly what he said to the substitute, Wolfgang. When the teacher came back, because, see, Wolfgang had a lot of fun when she was gone. When the teacher came back, the substitute had left a note for her, and it said, I really enjoyed working with your classes. They were a good bunch of kids. But I had some trouble with Wolfgang. Wolfgang wouldn't stay in his seat. Wolfgang wanted to move around the room at all times during the class. Wolfgang this, Wolfgang that, Wolfgang this, Wolfgang that. And she read this to us. And she said, all I want to know is, Who is Wolfgang? Because there's nobody named Wolfgang in this class. You know, this is why you include a seating chart with everybody's name, so that teacher would have known, that substitute would have known that there was not a Wolfgang in that class. Number two key element in that substitute folder is a bell schedule. The substitute needs to know when the bell rings. When does the bell ring to say that class starts and when does it end? When do we go to lunch and when do we return? You know, school runs on times and schedules, and the substitute needs to know this information. So it's important that you leave that and leave it with any corrections or the possibility of additional bell schedules that might exist, you know, just because you have a special program that day or something. Make sure that there's a bell schedule. Number one is seating chart. Number two is bell schedule. Well, the number three key item for every subfolder is an emergency procedures list. If there were to be a fire drill, what does the sub do? If there were to be a tornado drill, what does the teacher do with the kids? If some kid lost her mind, is there a button on the wall that gets pushed to call for assistance? They got to have this information. Well, number four key element in my substitute folder is attendance. How is attendance taken, and do I write something down because soon a kid will be by to pick it up? You know, does it have to be done immediately once class starts because someone comes around to pick it up? Is it all electronic and the sub will need to get into the computer to record the student information? So how is attendance taken? You need to have that information in there. Number five of my key elements of the substitute folder is equipment operation. Now that sounds strange and fancy because you might say, I don't have any equipment in my classroom. I'll bet you do. Often there are special pieces of equipment. Some are part of the class curriculum and some are not. All right, so maybe you don't have lawnmowers and you don't have, special vacuum sealer thingies that exist in your class, or hyper this and hyper that, the special biology cylinders that grow different things without needing soil. Maybe you don't have any of that type of equipment. But there may need to be instructions as to how the teacher accesses the DVD player or computer or VCR or the interactive board. I mean, it sounds simple enough, but if it's all hooked up together, there may be one button you push first that makes it all come on. Or one button because there's speakers in the ceiling that if you don't push this one button, the sound never comes out. Equipment operation. You need to leave specific information. I mean, let's go back to the attendance thing. If they have to use your computer to take attendance, then in that equipment operation, there's probably going to need to be some comment about passwords, how to get into it. In order to use your smart board or your Prometheus board or whatever, the interactive board, they may need a password to get into your computer to make it accessible. So number one is seating chart. Number two, bell schedule. Number three, emergency procedures. Number four, how to take attendance. Number five, equipment operation. Number six, special notes. In the special notes section, this is where you talk about, maybe you have a kid who has permission to be able to use the restroom whenever he needs to. And here's his name, and this is what he looks like. Or how about there's a pep rally this Friday, and that means a unique bell schedule. Or we have the book fair this week during lunch, and the kids get an extra 20 minutes at lunchtime just to go look at the books. Special notes section. Don't forget to include that because it never fails. There's always something going on. You're out, and that substitute you gets to deal with whatever that special activity is. Well, my number seven ingredient in the subfolder for everyone is work assignments. Can't forget that. This has to be reset frequently. It is important that the teacher keep the folder up to date. It needs to be where the teacher is in relation to the course. That way, the kids don't see it as busy work. The only way to do this is to create a schedule and clear out the old and put in the new. Now, once again, these are work assignments so that when the sub gets there, there is stuff for the kids to do, which means that you have to change this almost on a daily basis. You have to pay attention to what's in your subfolder, because if you don't pay attention to it and the sub pulls this information out that's from months ago, the kids aren't going to want to do that. They'll go, well, we've already done this. We don't need to do this. We did this months ago. You know, and if you don't believe me, yes, they will. They will point out that you've already done this. So you can't do the same thing over and over again. You have to change it frequently so that it also fits where you are in the content. So those are my seven key elements of every good subfolder. It's time to create that subfolder. Don't put it off. Do it now. Your substitute will thank you, and you will thank you. One more time, here are my 7 key items for every subfolder. Number 1, the seating chart. Number 2, bell schedule. Number 3, emergency procedures. Number 4, how to take attendance. Number 5, how to operate equipment. Number 6, any special notes that range from special programs and how to deal with it to, you know, kids who have special permission to do different things. And number 7 of my key items for every subfolder are work assignments. Update them regularly. Make sure that, you know, you just, it's not stuff from a couple years ago or a couple months ago, all right? Thanks for listening. Get that subfolder done. Get it in place. Get it marked where it is. Mark it. Put it in that sub cave. Mark it big and bold. And take care of your subs.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes Store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.